Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud.
But it's shocking. It's shocking.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Brian Windhorst is here.
The NBA isn't concerned today with whether people who are playing in illegal poker games got defrauded.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo. Actor Michael Shannon. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Hey, everybody. It's hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. The actor Michael Shannon, who is in The Shape of Water, and Boardwalk Empire, movies, TV, Knives Out, some really popular films and television shows. He's in studio in hour number three. We'll chat with him. We just chatted with Tom Pelissero. It's a What's More Likely Friday, getting ready for the rest of Week 8 that began last night. Game 1 of the World Series between the Blue Jays and Dodgers tonight. NBA and NHL seasons up and at them. Lots talking about going on in the world of sports. 844-204-RICH, number to the dial. If you're watching us on Disney Plus, the ESPN app everywhere, we appreciate that. Certainly, if you're listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 80, hello to you. ESPN Radio, maybe you're listening to us terrestrial radio on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Hello to all of you. And hello to one of my favorites on the planet. And it's Michigan State Week, so I obviously got to speak with him. And certainly, whenever he starts a soliloquy on the state of sports, starting with the phrase, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. He always has me at hello, and he says that. Tom Izzo is back on the program at Michigan State. Good to see you, Tom. How are you?
Rich, how come you only call me when Michigan's favored in these games? How come you didn't call me those couple of years?
Is that accurate? I don't know about that, Tom.
Although that one year your wife and kids had to wear Michigan State pajamas, which I don't know if you ever got. But,
you know what? I just changed addresses on you, Tom. That's what I did on that particular year. Great to see you, man. How are you? Good to see you, Rich. Good to see you, too. Before we get into what I know you know I want to talk about for sure, we got to talk about Mooch getting his number retired. Your speech, you know, your video that you shot, that to tell him that he had his number retired, that we surprised him with on game day morning, got us all choked up, man. That was beautiful at the Northern Michigan University where he got his number retired, Tom.
Well, it was great. I did get a chance to fly up there. I thought I was having a recruiting weekend, and we had a situation where I was able to fly up and spend a little time with them. And all the players, you know, it was a 50th reunion of a team that went 0-10 to 13-1 and won a national championship. So Steve deserves a lot. I mean, yeah, he was unbelievable for that place, and he really put Northern on the map. You know, how can you be at Northern Michigan and be in eighth place for the Heisman? You know, that's pretty cool. So
I got to tell you, when you said that in your video, I didn't know that. And I've known
Mooch.
I didn't know that. He finished eighth for the Heisman that year, Mooch?
Yeah.
Did he?
That's
really
pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
So now you'll give him a little more respect now than you do,
right? I don't know. If Michigan State wins this weekend, it's going to be a long 4 hours for me on Sunday. You know that, Tom. That is for darn sure. But so what was it like for you to see him go in? You know, what was that like for you, man?
It was great. It brought back so many memories. You know, we went over and visited the trailer park that him and I lived in for 3 years. It was back before either one of us made any money or had anything. And it was, we kind of convinced ourselves those were the good days. There was a lot of good times we had up there. And yet our friendship has lasted. And I appreciate, Rich, what you do for him. Yeah. You're phenomenal on that show. And, you know, I do miss a little bit that we've gotten, you know, so lame that we can't have the Santa Mooch stuff anymore. We can't have the reindeer and the
that. Look at that. We just might not have the elves, you know, that we used to have.
No elves. I mean, why should I watch if there's no elves? I mean, I'm not watching you and Mariucci, that's for damn sure.
You're too much, man. Tom Izzo here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, let's jump into it. Again, I'm not being facetious. I'm being serious. Whenever you start a soliloquy about the state of college basketball or sports with, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. I get my popcorn ready because I know what you're about to say is something that I'm going to agree with 100%. And this latest example was in reference to a young man named London Johnson, who is now part of Louisville basketball after spending 3 years in the G League. And I'm wondering, you know, that was an unvarnished statement. And I'm wondering how you're still feeling about it a few days later, Tom.
No, I feel the same about it. I mean, some agree, some disagree, but I think people should understand what I feel the same about is we had no idea. I mean, we don't even know the rules. And I'm disappointed in that. I've been on a lot of NCAA boards, and I just think that if we're getting to the point where there's no rules and no guidelines and no guardrails in anything we do, I mean, that could be fine. And then I'm going to try to be the cameraman on your show. That's maybe I'll come out to California and join you, because it's getting harder and harder. And I don't think it's fair to the kids that are here, Rich. That's what I think. You know, everybody thinks, well, the guy that's gone pro, he goes pro, he leaves early, he makes a mistake, doesn't make a mistake, whatever it is, he should be able to come back. Well, that could be true. But what about if your son was one that was next in line mm-hmm. at the school he was at, and all of a sudden he's out of luck? Now you're teaching kids, I think, things that I really don't want to teach him. So I said what I said, but I was more upset that nobody knows. I don't think anybody knows what rules are being made and how they're being made.
Well, again, my point that I was making the other day, Tom, is that the G League was created for kids who basically wanted to get paid and weren't ready for the NBA yet, to make sure that the NBA wasn't wasting their talent, or their talent wasn't being wasted as the 15th man on a bench. And so let's get them some experience, let them get them paid in a way that college wasn't going to allow. And this young man availed himself of that. And now he's allowed to come back to college because I guess the NIL rules have changed to the point where that's fine. I don't get it. And nobody's, since you said what you said, called you up from the NCAA to try to explain anything? Nothing? Zero?
No. And, you know, the other reason it was created and why the NCAA semi went along with it is some kids just don't like school and didn't want to go to school.
Right.
So they tried to make it right for everybody. But I again, a lot of these things for me, I just think of how I would feel about my own son. And you know, I know it's competitive, but there is a reason. There was the amateur, there was the pro, there was, and if it's going to change and everybody's going pro, then let's be pros. You know, let's have salary caps, let's have contracts that matter, and everybody will be pros. I mean, if that's what they want, I would struggle with that, but, you know, who am I? I would do whatever they want. And yet, that's not been very clear, and that's disappointing.
So have you heard from any of your colleagues to say, let's band together and ask the questions, or has that happened, Tom?
Yeah, I have. I heard of a lot of colleagues. And, you know, but it's one of those things, Rich, you got to get to the end of your career. You know what I mean? Because I think people are afraid to say too much because it's going to hurt recruiting or it's hurt. I really don't care. All I want to do is help the game and help the players that are here on my team. You know, the other thing, if you're allowing that to happen, what happens to all these high school kids? Where do they go? How do they get their education? They're not going to get scholarships. There's a lot of programs now not even recruiting high school kids anymore. I think that's sad. You know, that's my opinion. And I know I'm going to get killed for it, maybe by some people, but it's my opinion. But I think it's a fair opinion. And I've been on every board and I've watched it. And I don't know what we're doing right now, but I don't know who does, because nobody was presented these things before they happened, in my humble opinion.
Well, again, Tommy Nozzo here on the Rich Eisen Show. I am struggling with, well, let me just go back to what you just said, Tom, where you said that it could hurt in recruiting for a younger coach to come out and take such a strident view against what I think is beyond a head scratcher. I mean, wouldn't it be helpful for your recruiting to say, basically, I'm not going to take somebody who's doing this sort of thing, that if I take you on my team, I intend to play you. I intend for you to be here. I'm not going to have you lose your spot to somebody that comes from the G League. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that be helpful in a way, or no?
Yeah, I think I see your point. I just don't know if people look at it. You know, every player we recruit, Rich, every player, Michigan recruits or Indiana or Alabama or USC or UCLA. I mean, I got managers that think they're pros. You know, every player that you have on your squad thinks they're a pro. Mm-hmm. Now, there's only like 1.2% that make it there. So everybody thinks you should have every opportunity. I think you do have opportunities. I wish college was a farm club. You know, I think we would be a great one. I wish we would work with the NBA and we'd all be together. I think they do a little bit more of that college and pro football. I'd like to see that happen more in basketball, to be honest with you.
All right. So let me throw this one at you. Coach Tom Izzo here on the Rich Eisen Show. The NCAA approved a rule change on Wednesday, allowing kids, athletes, and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports starting November 1st. What's your two cents on that one?
God, you know, you're my friend, even though you're a Michigan guy, and you've really been a good friend, and you've been great, and you're really good to my best friend.
Yes.
I got a season ahead of me. What the hell are you asking me questions? I'm just going to get bombarded on.
It's another thing you've got to worry about, I imagine. No? Yeah.
Well, since they legalized gambling, we have to worry about that. I mean, if I showed you Texas on players that miss a free throw at the end of the game and we win by 10 instead of 11, I mean, they're killing him. So there's problems. You saw the gambling issues on TV yesterday. And I mean, I don't know anything about it. But what I do know is money that you have in your pocket brings a lot of opportunities, some really good and some really bad. And at 18, 19, 17, I'm not sure. I know this, Rich. Mm. I wouldn't have been able to handle it. I promise you, Mariucci wouldn't have been able to handle it. Mm. And I'm betting Rich Eisen wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Tom, you are not wrong, man. And it is something... No, I'm serious. It's something my wife and I do, occasionally bring up to our kids that this is some real life adult stuff that's going to be crossing their paths at an age that they should feel free to reach out to us and not try and sweep under the rug where something can get worse. I mean, it's serious responsibility. That's the sort of thing that we talk about with them. And you're not wrong, man. You are not wrong.
And we talk about it too to them. But there's so many people out there that are in these kids' ears. I call them dirtbags and distractions. You know, we have a lot of distractions right now, and we have a lot of people. I mean, who funnels to money? A lot of people funnel to money that maybe aren't in the kids' best interest. And so, you know, I got a lot of things on, I feel, and yet I understand. I'm only one person that thinks about things, but I will promise you this, and I will say this publicly. There's not a day that I want to do what's best for the profession. I want to do what's best for Michigan State. I want to do what's best for the kid. Mariucci and I, we got a chance to live our dreams, Rich. You know, he ended up in the NFL. I ended up at Michigan State and played for a national championship. We got to live our dreams. And my only mission now is to help kids live theirs. And yet, there's a long way between when you're 22 and when you die at 80 or 90. And one of our jobs is to make sure those next 60, 70 years are better than the first 20. I'm just not sure the way we're doing it, we're going to accomplish that. You know, we're going to see in a couple of years what happens to the kids that have made a lot of money and now go to a what did you start out at, Rich? How much money did you make?
I don't know if I have that piece of paper here in front of me because I found it because I was cleaning out my office. I have a piece of paper from my first news director at my first job in Redding, California, KRCR Television, an ABC affiliate, where he slid a piece of paper across me after I was on the job for 2 months, 3 months. It was stapled at the top. Darn it, I wish I had it right next to me. And it was my raise, and my raise from $640 an hour to $670 an hour. That's how I started in the TV business. It was a 30-cent raise. It was a 30-cent an hour raise. And first of all, I thought he was firing me. He pulled me into an office to say your probationary period's over as he slid this piece of paper across from me. That's how I started. That was my
start. I know for a fact you make a lot of money now because I know you do. Number one, it's the only way your wife's probably still with you. But number two, and more important, just think if all of a sudden you went back to making $40,000-$50,000 a year, which is going to happen to 90% of these kids. I just worry where they're going to be. So I'm all for paying players. I think there's got to be caps on it. I'm not a big guy in the transfer rule. And I don't think, I'd like to bring Magic Johnson back for his last 2 years.
I love that. Yes.
Feasible.
I love it. Oh, yes. Yeah, so wait a minute. My producer, Mike Hoskins, has it. There it is. $650 to $690. That's it right there. 40
That's
cent
real.
Raise. That's, I'm not kidding you. Look at that. February 95. There it is. So you're saying if I was making this, my wife wouldn't be with me right now? Is that what you're saying to me right now, Tom?
Yeah, I got married a little later in my life because my mother used to come down here and I was making like $5,000 a year at 28 as a GA. And she'd say, when are you going to get married? And I'd say, when are you going to find me a woman that will marry me for $5,000 a year? You know, it just didn't happen.
Oh, my God. You are the best. You going to the game? You going to the game,
Sam? I am going to the game. Okay. Yeah, and I'm gonna cheer for our Spartans, and I'm going to think of you. And if things go really well for us,
I might hear from you.
Plan on getting a phone call. If they don't, crickets.
Deal. Same thing. Same thing. You and me. Okay. Same thing.
Right,
that's a deal. Great to see you, Tom. You're the best.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Take care of my boy Mooch.
Always. Take care of yourself. That's Tom Izzo, everybody. The one and only head coach of Michigan State basketball. I love that guy. And I don't say that about any other Michigan State Spartan ever. Anywhere, but that's the guy for sure. He and Mooch, they're like that. Yeah. Honestly, there wasn't a dry eye in that studio when they played the Izzo video to tell him that he's gonna get his number retired. He's just the best. He's the best. Mooch is the best. And old school, he couldn't be more right. How the hell do they not reach out to him after he says what he said earlier this week? How is somebody at the NCAA not calling him up and saying this is our thought process? Are they that freaking tone deaf? I mean, Tom Izzo, who is as legendary as they come, comes out, and by the way, I love that he says I'm going to get in trouble for this. He's couldn't be more right to say what he's saying. And you know, if there's anybody out there who's trying to recruit against Michigan State because of it, it's like, hey, he's telling the kids, if you come here, you're not going to lose your spot to somebody from the G League because I feel like I need somebody who can, you know, guard the perimeter better than you. After I gave you my commitment in your living room to your parents. At any rate, so he says what he says, and like, how can they make this rule and not explain it to the head coaches of all the other programs? Right. And he says that. And still nobody reaches out to him? Nobody in Indianapolis, where that is, right? NCAA?
Yeah.
Thinks to just huddle. Did you hear what Tom had to say about this decision? Can somebody have the class to call somebody like Izzo up and say, this is what we were saying? This is why we did it. Unless, wait for it, it's indefensible. Because that's the only thing I'm sitting here in Los Angeles and thinking, or it's just tone deaf, which, by the way, is 100% the perfect description of the NCAA and the way they run the sport in the most kind way you can describe them, is tone deaf. That's the least nasty thing you can say.
You're being kind.
Rightful. Exactly.
Yeah. You're being kind.
Beneficent. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. It's a What's More Likely Friday and a Harbaugh file that is classic. When he talks about Justin Herbert, he glows. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Back here on The Rich Eisen Show, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. We started this program talking about the Minnesota Vikings. Now let's talk about the Los Angeles Chargers. What a big win that is for them. 5-3. Imagine the difference between 5-3 and 4-4 in that division right now. Okay?
A game.
Well, the Chiefs performing the way that they're performing and taking on Marcus Mariota on a Monday night against the Commanders team that has been having trouble stopping people. Okay. And they're going to go to 5-3. You want to stay at that half game. You want that half game that you have in your back pocket on them to still be viable. That week one win in Brazil still be viable. And then Denver coming off of that rousing come from behind win, taking on the Cowboys this weekend. That's a tough game for both teams, obviously, the way that everyone's been playing of late. Gotta have it. Certainly since you just lost to Indianapolis, which is at 6-1. If you're looking at the larger picture, okay. So that was a big W for them to go 5-3. And they have found a tight end, have they not? Aronde Gadsden's kid.
Yes,
has been
sir.
Killing it. If you picked him up in fantasy a couple of weeks ago, you have enjoyed life. And then Ladidi McConkey.
Ladidi.
I believe Mr. Garvey is coming in next week, on the program. We'll look forward for Keegan Michael Key coming back, but McConkey had 88 yards receiving and a score.
D.D. McConkey.
Kimani Vidal, everybody. Yeah.
Who I drafted a year too early.
Well, over 100 yards rushing for him. The offense doing what it's doing. The offense getting Joe Alt back could not be bigger for their quarterback.
I loved it when they showed the zoom of his foot and how massive the tape job and brace job was. For him to be out there, huge.
Well, Joe Alt coming back and, you know, Vidal running for over 100 rushing yards for the second time in the last three games since Omarion Hampton went on the injured list. And then if you give Justin Herbert time, man, look out below. He's now gotten three passing touchdowns in consecutive games for the first time in 4 years. 4 years to make Jim Harbaugh the second person in NFL history to win 60 or more games as a quarterback and now as a head coach. He just won his 60th football game as a head coach in the NFL. And the only other person is in the Hall of Fame, Norm Van Brocklin. Jim won 66 games as a quarterback and now 60 games as head coach. His coaching record in the NFL is 60-28-1. It's a big game for the Chargers. Had to have it if you wanted to stay in the mix for the AFC West. Don't forget, of the five wins, three of them in division. They won them all to start the season. A home game, technically, against Kansas City, a visit to Vegas, and then a home game against Denver. Holding serve, doing what they need to do. Their next game is at Tennessee. So, big W for them. And just find somebody in your life who loves you as much as Jim Harbaugh loves Justin Herbert. This is part of Jim's Super Bowl. This is part of the reason why he does have 60 wins as a head coach, is he breathes life and confidence into somebody as good as Justin Herbert. And you could laugh all you want. Well, Justin Herbert doesn't need this sort of conversation about him. But take a look at the guy who was drafted just before him in the draft and his confidence level these days.
You ain't lying.
I mean, Kurt Warner, when we talked about Tua on Wednesday, he was saying his confidence is gone. Said his confidence is shot. So you're just only a few games away from your confidence level being where it needs to be or being completely shot, which is why Jim Harbaugh takes every opportunity to breathe confidence into his quarterback. And last night's post-game press conference is the perfect example. And also the latest edition of the Harbaugh Files.
Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple, but they didn't.
The Harbaugh Files.
It's just another thing about Justin Herbert that I don't know how he does it. It's nothing but respect. Be able to actually throw an interception and then come back the next drive. That's the great ones can do that. The great, great ones. Just measure what they do after something goes bad, after there's an interception. That's the worst thing that can really happen to you as a quarterback. And then chart what they do with the next drive. That near interception, that shakes a lot of guys. Not Justin Herbert, not the great ones. Having played the position, I know what that's like. I mean, it's like your brain, I mean, it just... searing. It is like sirens and whistles and bells going off, like, yeah. And to be able to, like, 3-2-1 let it go and then come back and have a scoring drive, and that's another one reserved for the best of the best.
The Harbaugh Files.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Isaiah Rodgers picked off, looked like there was a pick six, and then after further review, ball hit the ground a little bit, moved around. You could make the case I know it was close, but comes back on the field, second life, 7 minute, 39 second drive later, found that kid Gadsden in the end zone. And Gadsden, 77 yards receiving and a touchdown. There you go. That's helpful. Say the least. And they did this on defense without Derwin James, who is arguably a defensive player of the year candidate. We'll see how things move forward with him. The injuries just have to stop at some point. I'm sure there are other teams that are saying, hold our beer on the injury front. But big win for the Chargers, essentially. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll take your calls. But for the moment, it's a What's More Likely Friday. I would like you to hit the animation, please. Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Christopher?
Hey, everybody. What's up? Happy Friday. Good to see you, Jay Felly.
Hey, Chris.
Go Dodgers, I guess. I don't know. Guys, more likely to be the higher number on Sunday. The greatest deep ball throw in the NFL today. Drake May's longest completion or Quinshon Judkins' longest rush?
What's the first part of that?
Drake May's longest completion or Quinshon Judkins' longest rush?
Greatest deep ball throw in the NFL, according to Kurt Warner.
Come on.
I don't know. I mean, this is a really good defense. Vrabel said it's the best defense they're going to face all year, Cleveland.
I think he's right about that.
Okay. I'll still go Drake May's longest completion right now. Yeah, I think they're Vrabel, you know, he wasn't going to tell us the game plan, so I didn't ask him about it yesterday. But the Battle of the Tens here, wearing uniform number 10, they're going to make sure Judkins doesn't beat him and say, Dylan Gabriel, best of luck.
Christian Judkins had a 46-yarder last week.
I'll go Drake May's longest completion. I will do that. What else?
I like where your head's at.
No, I more mean, likely, I mean Kurt Warner said he's the best deep thrower in the game, and his deep throws are like handoffs right now, so I'll go with that.
It's been fun to watch. Guys, more likely team to keep their four-game winning streak alive, the Bears or Broncos?
I'll go Broncos. First of all, they're home. Secondly,
wait a second.
Who are the Broncos playing, TJ?
Broncos are playing. It's not an anti-Dallas thing. This game is totally up in the air. But I'm going to take the home team over the road team, and I'm going to take over the home team over the road team, taking on a team that's getting back their MVP quarterback off a bye. I mean, just those circumstances alone are the answers for what's more likely. So I will go that. Denver at home, taking on a Cowboys team that just played very well at home. But the Bears are on the road in Baltimore getting Lamar back off a bye. What else you got?
The Lamar.
Falcons, Dolphins on Sunday.
The Salazzo drop out of nowhere is pretty interesting.
Sneaky big game for both teams. More likely player who goes by one cool name to have more yards. Bijan, total yards. Tua, passing yards.
Dude, Atlanta's got the number one passing defense in the National Football League. Not the team you want to test drive your new sensibility of not turning it over in bunches. And the Falcons pass rush, yes, I said those three words.
Yeah, pass rush.
Exists, although Jalen Walker is questionable?
Yeah, he was out last week, too.
All right, so I'll just go. Come on. I'll go Bijan.
I like two. I want him to play well, but
dude, you and me both. And Coop has him in the guillotine.
Oh,
he's starting
no.
him this week.
Oh no. Is Coop on the chop watch?
No. Your boo is, sir.
Your BM?
Yeah. That is
baby mama?
Mm-hmm. He just said that. Those words were just said.
Who did he? Is this just my baby mama?
Guys, are we more likely to what are we more likely to have more of? Giants Eagles on Sunday. Crazy, cool, insane dart scataboo plays or dumbass tush push attempts?
Define, I mean, you know it when you see
You'll
it.
You'll know when you, yeah. Rich, it's like the it's other
like
stuff.
Okay, it's like
you know when you see it.
It's one of those things.
Man.
Scataboo was flexing at the Knicks game under the basket the other day.
He's a revelation.
He's a crazy person.
He's a revelation. But I'll go dumb ass tush push attempts.
Oh, look at Don editing.
He took out the well, I mean, because tush push kind of says it all.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? It's redundant to call the tush push dumb ass.
I didn't think of that when I wrote it.
You didn't, did you?
No.
So I'll go with that, right. Chris.
We need Scataboo on the show.
We're working on it.
You know, I got his guy's number.
Oh, I had no idea.
His guy.
Yeah, you know, because I met the guy at Fanatics Fest.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, I used to be the guy, and I met the guy for his. Okay.
Guys, more likely a one-win team to get win number two, the Titans or Saints?
Ooh.
Saints against the Bucks.
Baker's a little banged up.
I know, but Baker doesn't like them, and that's all I needed to hear from the Let's Bake. Yeah, that's true. Titans are taking on the Colts in Indianapolis. Dude, neither of these things are happening.
Okay.
I'll just go Saints. They're home.
All right.
Titans with their interim head coach. And
might be a 40-piece.
Isn't everybody out, Colts. Too?
A lot of guys aren't playing.
Simmons was a DNP. Snead is a DNP.
Yeah, Simmons got hurt last week.
And Ridley. Come on, man.
It's not great.
I'll just go Saints because they're at home and the Bucks are, you know, you throw records out in contests of divisional contests, but neither's happening.
Okay.
And I know that goes against the spirit.
Yeah, but I think I agree with you, actually.
What else?
Guys, Sunday is National Tight Ends Day. Are you aware of that?
Oh, it's that? Yeah.
It's that week of the year.
Oh, dude.
That's why we had Kittle on our podcast.
Gadsden got it started last night by getting in the end zone. So the more likely tight end to get multiple touchdowns.
Kittle.
Our guy, George Kittle, or Tyler Warren.
Oh.
Mmm.
And the Colts might Kittle put a 40 burger on the Titans.
Kittle didn't get a catch last week.
Zero. He only had two targets.
Did he talk about that?
Oh, yeah. I got it. We did a whole fantasy football
No contest
thing.
Wrestling?
I got to get chop that up maybe for
Yeah,
some.
I mean, when are we going to see this stuff?
He gets cash apped in his DMs for people who...
Good. What is his? Because I got to send him something.
Careful.
Tight
careful.
Ends day on Sunday.
Oh, San Francisco against Houston.
Can I throw a third name in here?
Tyler Warner. Sure, go for it.
My guy, Big Jake Ferg.
Oh, Jake Ferg. Oh, yeah. He's been a multiple
He has
tutty.
Been a touchdown Not machine. Yeah.
He's like Noah. Two.
Collects him in twos.
Two
I like
everything.
It.
Everything. That's funny.
I'll go.
Tyler Warren is amazing. I love that dude.
Oh, man. I'll go Kittle.
Okay.
I'll go Kittle just because, you know. I'll go Kittle.
Fingers crossed.
I'll always go Kittle.
I really need a dub this week.
All right.
Green
we have
Bay.
Tyler Warren in.
I know. In my main league, I have Kittle.
Main
it's
league.
It's not been going well.
Main league.
I mean, we're in 6 weeks, all of us. Like, what are we doing?
What else?
Sunday Night Football, huge. Not a revenge game, though, as I've been told repeatedly. Packers quarterback to throw for 303 tutties. The young one or the old one?
But there's only one quarterback of the Packers. What do you mean?
Well, Rodgers used to be the Packers quarterback. Breaking news.
Oh. The drop that we've been having for the last 6 weeks.
Old. Too old.
Not that one.
Oh. Sorry.
Macca.
I think he's going to have something to say about
it. Be a factor.
This.
I like Green
although
Bay.
TJ,
one,
although TJ, although TJ is out there too. I will just go, I'll go with the young one. I'll go with the young one. The Steelers defense needs to tighten up.
Yeah.
Because an old guy who now looks at men eating alone in the diner as... differently now.
We'll get to him in a minute.
Joe Flacco.
Are you going to pick? You're picking Green Bay?
I don't know who I'm picking just yet, but I'm on fire.
Yeah.
I return from my London fortnight tied for first place in the NFL game day morning picks total.
I'm on fire.
Thank you.
I salute you.
I just dropped myself.
Two more. TJ, Texas, more likely a Texas offensive juggernaut. Uh-huh. To score more points on Sunday, the Cowboys or Wemby?
Oh.
I'll go Wembanyama.
Wemby's got the nets.
I'll go Wembanyama.
Wemby's got the nets.
I'll go Wemby. Dude, he dropped 40 like it was nothing.
I mean, we're going to score like 38, 39.
He plays
39.
Tonight. Spurs play tonight.
Great photos right Sunday. There. Yeah. Love that. Well done.
Yeah. Smitch, you might have to go ahead and put that banner on the picture.
Oh, Smitch is a team. I don't know if it was Smitch. But
no, I'm saying he might have to go ahead and put the banner on my.
Okay. Oh, the Spurs? The Wemby?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't know yet.
You had your chance 2 years ago.
VJ Edgecombe, I was about to sign.
Oh, he's bringing you back?
I was about to get rid of the Sixers. No lie to you guys. And then VJ Edgecombe, his whole backstory.
That's why there's.
Wow.
It blows you back to sports nuts, man.
That's why the root of Fanatic
and
is fan.
Baby.
Give me something to.
Wembanyama, what else you got?
Okay,
let's
Jay
finish
Bell,
so
hit
strong.
It, hit it, hit
one
it.
More. Oh, I did not know this.
Are you serious? There's one more. More likely to be the greater total. A guy, World Series starts tonight. Shohei home runs
Shohei.
This weekend.
Oh.
Or Joe Flacco touchdown passes.
I'll go Flacco touchdown passes against the Jets.
What?
Yep. You just heard me.
You know that's Shohei Ohtani, right?
I think
right?
Joe's going to... I know.
Shohei Ohtani.
That Sauce Gardner is out. Hey, listen. Quincy Williams returns from IR. He is a dynamite middle of the defense guy that the Jets have desperately missed.
Just two offensive unicorns, Shohei and Joe Flacco.
That's Shohei Ohtani.
I understand it. I understand it. Do you hear how Shohei hasn't given this Blue Jays cap back yet? He's put it in his garage from the
meeting.
From the meeting.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
He's just polite.
I'll take Flacco touchdown passes.
Okay.
There you go.
What's more likely?
All right. Good
Shohei's
stuff.
Going to hear that, man. He's going to hit like three balls.
Oh, I know. He's hearing it right now. Where he's up there in Toronto right now.
Spurs.
Yeah, the Spurs banner. Isn't that lovely?
Ask and receive. That was great.
My goodness, I can't even tell anymore.
Well, that was already an old one right there.
Oh, okay.
Look, my godbrother used to play for the Spurs, so, you know.
Are we going to replace the Clipper one?
Nah, I ain't doing
with a,
that.
With a Pablo Torre banner?
Let me tell you something. After giving up 43 points in the first
does the Pablo Torre Finds Out Pod have a pennant?
Send us one, if Pablo, if you're listening. Okay.
Pablo trying to ruin stuff.
844. He's just finding out.
He's finding out, I mean, look, so much.
He's been finding out stuff about New England, too. All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Michael Shannon's joining us shortly.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. What is happening here?
It's my dog, Rich Eisen.
That's me.
Got to cut the wig. Everybody.
That on it. What is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? The spacious interior that's comfy the whole crew, including your dogs? Or the capability to go off-road? Maybe it's up to 600-plus miles of range? It's the driver behind the wheel as well. All of that and more. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid, so much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. The number again, 562-314-4603 for more details. Terrence in Cleveland is back on the program. What's up, yes. Terrence? It's always good. What you got in mind today, Terrence?
Oh, Rich Eisen, my old friend. It's always nice to talk to you.
What's up, Terrence?
Well, Rich, I know that you're going through it. That young Jets fan is going through it. And as a Browns fan, I just wanted to let you know you're going to need some coping mechanisms to get through this year.
What coping mechanisms are there, Terrence, that I need to be aware of?
Well, as a Browns fan, I like to impersonate Morgan Freeman and James Earl Jones and call into sports shows like yours and harass you. I also mute the TV whenever the Browns are playing, and I put on some sweet jazz.
Well, I would suggest he listen to Siciliano and Zagora.
No, it's all right. Let Terrence cook. Yes, sweet jazz. So is that what I should do? Terrence?
I find whatever you like. I prefer George Benson myself.
That's a good one. On.
I believed him.
Oh, my gosh.
I do want to let you know, just coming up, you are playing the Bungles, but with Joe Flacco leading them, you're going to be in for a very rough Sunday.
I know, Terrence. You know,
regarding Joe, those of us that knew him best talk about him often. I swear the stuff he pulled, sometimes it makes me sad, though, Flacco being gone. I have to remind myself that some birds aren't meant to play in Cleveland. Their feathers are just too bright. And when he was traded away, the part of us that knew is that Cinder Benchum did rejoice. But still, 100 Al Leonard Way is that much more drab and empty that he's gone. I guess I just miss my friend.
Terrence in Cleveland, as always.
You are a legend.
God bless him. Thank you, sir, for calling in. Please do not lose our number.
Terrence,
so funny. Flacco, by the way, he's at a tube drink minimum these days, too.
Yeah, Flacco's on fire.
Him talking about not being with his family and how he's viewed others in the world through the changing perspective of being a parent is just outstanding. Hit it.
I think there's always a challenge of sitting in a room by yourself and being lonely. So for me, it's trying to find ways to maybe stay over here a little bit longer and then, you know, just kind of take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. there's not too many situations. I tell people all the time. I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves, or you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven.
How old is he?
Flacco.
He's 40. He's 40.
Yeah. Okay, so I get what he's saying.
But you have two stepchildren.
Yeah.
If you have your own biological children that you raise from, you know, newborn to present day, you get it. What he's basically saying is before he had kids, he would just say, that's pretty sad that the guys are sitting there all by themselves. And now, being a father of many, it's like, this is blissful. One of my friends, one of my dear friends, my friend Doug, told me when Xander was born for the first time, nothing like being a father. It's amazing. But kids screw up everything.
First gentleman, Doug?
No.
Oh,
what I wouldn't give for some peace and quiet.
You know what I mean? But no, by the way, hold on a second.
Too late.
I love my children. What? It's too late?
I mean, we're about to run.
Hold on a second.
Radio's going to miss us.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.